You know, you're probably like me, Tony, and I have been on a number of directorships, and often people ask me, well, why do you bother going into board of directors and that kind of stuff? And my simple answer is, I learn. I learn something all the time.
Absolutely. The people you work with on boards, I mean, to be around people who are motivated, it reminds me of the saying, you know, if you need something to do, give it to a busy person.
Yeah.
I find that people who are involved with boards are like that, and it energizes you, right?
Yeah,
it sure does. It gets you excited about getting up in the morning.
You know, you've got a lot of events going on. I want to highlight something called Two Students, Two Stories, Two Futures. What's this all about, and why was it included in this year's program?
I'm really happy you asked that. And this comes back to the theme of volunteering. So there are people all over the world who would love to go to university but can't. People who have studied really hard. Some of these people have lived in refugee camps for 10, 15, even 20 years. And their ability to become a teacher, a social worker, a nurse, a lawyer, a doctor, an engineer is mitigated by the fact that they don't have a state. They're living in camps. And they can't go to school. So there's an organization in Ottawa called WUSC, World University Service of Canada, and they have groups of students all over Canada who actually, these students, believe it or not, volunteer their time, volunteer their effort, volunteer their hearts to sponsor a student from one of these refugee camps from around the world to come here as a landed immigrant and to become a student.
What a life learning experience that is.
Absolutely. And we have a group of students on our campus who took the plunge last year, who took the leap of faith and said, you know what, we want to do that too. And so they've sponsored a student. His name is Romans Garang. He is originally from South Sudan. He came from a camp called Kakuma Refugee Camp in northern Kenya and has come to TRU directly from Kenya. And now he's enrolled as a student in the Faculty of Science. His major right now is physics. And his long-term goal, the last time I spoke to him, was to look at being an engineer. So he's going to tell his story. But what's really cool about Thursday is there's another student from Winnipeg.
Oh, really?
Yes, his name is Daniel Mach. And Daniel was a child soldier. And Daniel escaped from the Red Army in South Sudan. He walked to a camp. He taught himself how to speak English. He taught himself algebra and calculus. And he got A pluses in his O levels. And he applied for this program. And he was sponsored by a group of students at the University of Manitoba. He arrived in Canada, having never left his camp, to become an engineer. And I was there when he got his engineering ring. And then he sent me a photos when he became a Canadian citizen. And now he's a town he's a city engineer for the city of Winnipeg.
Wow. And what was his name again?
His name is Daniel Riak-Mack. So he'll be here with Romans to tell their stories, hence the title. Two students, two stories, two futures.
Wow.
And if students are listening or if staff are listening or if people in the community are listening and they find this inspiring, those are the kind of people we'd like to volunteer with the local committee. Because Romans, you know, he's gonna need some help, you know, making the adjustment, finding his way into Canadian culture.
That's scary just thinking about that.
Achieving academically. But the thing is, they'd like to continue this process of sponsoring students in the future.
The students sure overcome a lot of stuff, don't they?
They certainly do. And so do the students who volunteer, because remember, these are TRU students who have jobs, who have families, friends, and they have their coursework. And in addition to all of that, they also say to themselves, we're going to make this work for a student just like us who has to come all the way to Canada to pursue their academic dreams.
I was chuckling a little bit because you said his name was Daniel Mack. There's no school named after him in Winnipeg.
No, you are a true Winnipegger.
Yeah, there is a Daniel Mack school
there. That's right.
In East Kildonan.
Yeah.